I have a little show and tell for the show this morning, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little show and tell. May I show you something that I brought in? I feel like a kindergartner this morning. I brought it
in. Oh, you brought in a physical item.
I brought in a physical item. I have kept it a secret from you. Any guesses as to what I brought in for show and tell this morning?
No.
Okay, great. Way to play along, Kennedy. How about you produce anything?
Well, maybe you could have given us
a little
help. I mean,
zero context is tough.
It's true.
I
know.
Honestly,
make a guess.
These things you need to like give us some context.
Yeah, no context whatsoever. I brought it in.
I don't even know where a donkey.
I did not bring in a donkey. I do love that guess, though, Kennedy. How about you, producer Dan? Any type of guess?
I don't know. Something lacrosse related.
Okay. Here it is.
I have brought you. Do you have any idea what this is, looking at it?
Hold it up a little higher.
Yep. That's pretty good. You can't even tell what it is. I love this.
I don't know.
Show it to the camera.
It looks like part of your car.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that like a bumper or fender?
It is exactly a part of my car, Kennedy. You are correct, which I ripped off yesterday when I left work by catching a big yellow pole as I was exiting the parking garage.
Oh, you hit the pole in the garage?
Oh, my gosh. And so this is a part of
Dan, how could we not know that he was going to surprise us with that today? What kind of friends
that
are
was,
we?
That was my next guess.
What kind of friends are we?
So when I went to leave yesterday, so I pull out of my spot, I loop around, I'm down at, you know, I'm already kind of down at the bottom where we park anyway. And as I make the right to go to leave and, you know, hold up my card so the gate will open, I guess I cut the corner a little too sharp. And there's a, you know, a 4 foot tall yellow concrete post and it catches the side. Now, Jeeps are built for like off-roading.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
And so
to bang into stuff.
Yeah, this is actually what's called like a rock rail, or, you know, it's part of the sidestep on the side of the Jeep.
For you to get into the Jeep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it's also meant as protection. So when you're out rock climbing, if something were to hit this, it would act as protection for the truck.
What percentage of Jeep owners are rock climbing?
Oh,
realistically.
Yeah, 0.0000001. And so
you guys put ducks in your car. You know they're climbing rocks.
I don't put you in that conversation. And so the concrete post hit this and just ripped it off and then ripped off the back fender of the like that covers the wheel well of the truck.
Oh, dude.
Now, thankfully, it's plastic.
Right.
And so that part is scraped up a little bit. I think I'll be able to buff it out.
As one does.
And I was able to kind of pop it back in. It doesn't look terrible, but it just ripped off this piece, like a good foot long piece, which is plastic.
Did anything happen downstairs? Did the nice man who works there have to fix some stuff? I love that man,
Did he hop out the booth in there? Like, what the hell?
He is literally the nicest man.
It was so loud. It scared me. He jumped out of his guard shack.
I bet.
He turned around and was like, and I was just so mad. I mean, just furious. And so I get out and I look and I'm just, I can't even see straight. I don't even remember getting out of, I was just looking at it going, what did, and there was plastic everywhere. So I picked up my pieces and threw them in the back of the truck. And just
drove
home steaming mad.
Does the other guy look like he's been in a fight? How's the pole?
Pole looks fine. The pole, there's a little, you know, it's yellow. So now along the side of the rest of the rock rail on the side of my Jeep.
That yellow streak?
There's a yellow streak.
Yeah, you can hit one of those things with a meteor. It's not going
to
move.
It's not the first time I've done this to the truck. You know, I did this in the first couple of weeks that I owned the truck. I backed into a metal staircase and it ripped the roof. So I have a big roof gash that I've had since the truck was 3 weeks old.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, so that's still there. And now I have this on the other side.
Well.
So there you go.
Kennedy, you might be the best driver on the show now.
No, that parking garage gave me a flat tire. That came out of nowhere.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But I just thought that was a flat tire.
Should I park somewhere else?
Yes. I mean, it was, but I didn't
nothing
have
has happened
any,
to me yet.
There was nothing wrong with that tire as I drove
in. Get out, Dan. Get out.
Run away.
Some bad omens happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.